This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Just a few days ago, I learned of the sudden, unexpected death of a friend of mine, a preacher in another state. The news was a shock to me and to many others. Nothing had happened, as far as I know, to warn of this event. He was not very old. In fact, he was only 52. Apparently, he had been in good health. I had not seen him in several years, but I was able to keep up with his whereabouts. To my knowledge, he was a true Christian gentleman, a faithful gospel preacher, a good husband, a good father, a good friend, who was loved and who will be missed by many, especially his wife and children. I know that this is not really an unusual occurrence. Things like this happen somewhere to someone every day. Yet hearing of the death of a friend has a sobering effect. No doubt you have had similar experiences. It should make us reflect on the brevity and uncertainty of life, the certainty of death, and the eternity beyond. The Bible tells us that death is appointed for all mankind, and this is confirmed by our own observation. Many times it comes without warning. Centuries ago, Solomon described death by saying, "Man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Ecclesiastes 12, verses 5 through 7. We're also reminded of the words found in Job 21, verses 32 and 33. "Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, as there are innumerable before him." There is a natural fear of death because it involves a completely new experience. Christians, however, enjoy such confident hope that they are not enslaved by this fear. The New Testament declares that Jesus died that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Inasmuch as Christ died and was resurrected, providing deliverance for us thereby, there is no longer any need for men to be unduly afraid of death. To the true believer, death is not a blind alley, but a passageway leading to everlasting life. However, we must not conclude that death is a blessing for any but the children of God. Revelation 14:13 says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." The Bible does not say, "Blessed are those who die out of Christ, for these come before God unprepared. Their lives are wasted, and their deaths are tragic." In no sense is death ever a blessing for one who is lost. Yet Christians can say with the Apostle Paul, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1:21. Paul expressed confidence, saying, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. It would be unnatural for us to have our thoughts constantly occupied with the subject of dying. Still, we need to be aware of it to the extent that we will be prepared for it. Attorneys tell us that a will is important for the disposition of our material assets. Insurance men remind us that a good policy is important for the welfare of those we leave behind. The Word of God teaches that the most important preparation of all is becoming a Christian and living a righteous daily life in order to inherit the eternal reward of a heavenly home. But remember, whether prepared or not, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27.